Just north of Prescott's historic downtown Courthouse Plaza sits Arizona's newest brewery. Granite Mountain Brewing opened its doors about a month ago. The room smells of fresh hops and barley, and just behind the large, hand-carved wooden bar is the brewery's three-barrel brewing equipment. If starting a new business during a recession seems a bit risky, it didn't stop the brewer's owners. In fact, they say they saw some advantages. Amanda Richardson and Michael Stanger are two of the brewery's co-founders.
You know, it might be hard to secure loans from a bank, but you know, there's a lot of places that are empty. You've got a lot of choices to choose from as far as locations. And
if you can do it and get a solid foothold, then once the rebound happens, you're even better.
They joined with their friends, pooled their savings, and got some money from family. But they were still a little short of their goal. So they turned to Kickstarter. Kickstarter is a web-based organization that helps people fund their projects with money from the people who think the project is a great idea. It's called crowdfunding. On March 3rd, Granite Mountain Brewing's Kickstarter page went live. A month later, 242 backers had pledged more than $18,000. That's more than the brewery's goal. All of the donors' names are on tiles in the mosaic that is on the brewery's back wall. Thanks to Kickstarter, the owners of the brewery didn't even consider traditional business loans or investors.
Crowdsourcing is really just getting off the ground. It's been around for a little while, but it's really starting to hit stride a little bit.
Professor Mark Chopin teaches economics at Northern Arizona University. He also chairs Northern Arizona Center for Entrepreneurship and Technology.
I think it's going to depend on the amount of capital that these startups need to raise and the ongoing willingness of really the public to offer up some small amount of cash to help them get started.
It wasn't just the Prescott community that made Granite Mountain Brewing's Kickstarter campaign a success. They also got backing from beer fans around the state.
I saw their Kickstarter page, so I checked them out, and I liked kind of their image. They were home brewers. They got together, and hey, Prescott needs another brewery, and so they decided to jump on it.
That's Matt Klein. He's an avid home brewer from Chandler and one of the project's backers. But most of Kickstarter's proposed projects do not get off the ground. Kickstarter denies about one-third of the projects before they even get to build their webpage. And over half of the projects that do get to build a page don't get funded. Brewery co-founders Richardson and Stanger.
Yeah, the process to get approved and do a project on Kickstarter, it's not easy.
Well, we were rejected the first time around.
We were rejected.
We had to reword everything and kind of take a different tack.
One thing that helped was that they knew that they already had a core group of customers. They're investors.
And, you know, leading into opening a business, you have 250 people who are essentially invested in your business. They're really excited. They're eager. They're waiting for you to open. So we knew we, you know, had some automatic customers the day that we opened our door.
That means getting funding can be more like advertising than pitching a business plan to investors. And economics professor Chopin says that can be a downside to operations like Kickstarter. He says a new business can often use the insight and connections banks and private investors can offer.
They also benefit greatly from having access to business expertise, to various service providers that can help review, go over a business plan, work with them on marketing, intellectual property protection, all those sorts of things.
He encourages anyone taking part on either side of crowdsourcing to make sure that they are paying attention to the business side too. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Zach Ziegler.